The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you the Journey Through History Book Club meets March 2nd. I have a bunch of research projects, a childhood obesity study, Christian Record Services scholarship information, three more research studies, and another one for the, another research solicitation screenshotted. Then there are the Mac Cafe programs on first and third Mondays. And if I get a chance, they have found some other wonderful stuff online for you. So let's get started. A Journey Through History meets March 2nd, 2021 at 8 p.m. Eastern to discuss The Crowded Hour, DB96418. In recognition of President's Day, we return to flamboyant Teddy Roosevelt, whose famous charge up Kettle Hill set America's course toward imperialism, and his role as colonial master and nation builder. How did we do? Who was the worst screw-up in the invasion of Cuba, according to the author? The Crowded Hour, Theodore Roosevelt, The Rough Riders, and the Dawn of the American Century, DB96418. Account of the famous American regiment led by Theodore C.A. Roosevelt, whose daring exploits marked the beginning of American imperialism in the 20th century. Explores the daily lives and struggles of the future president and his rough riders using diaries, letters, and memoirs, unrated, commercial audio book, copyright 2019. A Journey Through History meets monthly on the first Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Zoom invitation link. https://us02web.zoom.us/j/177809772. Meeting ID 177809772. Passcode AWZ. OneTap mobile numbers in New York and Germantown are 929-205-6099 and 301-715-8592. Dial by location, numbers in New York, Germantown, Chicago, Tacoma, Houston, and San Jose, with the meeting ID 177809772. Find your local number at https://us02web.zoom.us/u/KZ(AINDON)2. Those wishing to subscribe to past Journey Through History program archives can do so using their mobile device and a podcast app of choice, or using their computers and podcatcher program of choice. The link with which to subscribe is https://accessibleworld.org/feed/podcast/journey. Signed, Don Queen. Fiction Old and New meets March 5th, 2021 at 8 p.m. Eastern to discuss The Bookwoman of Troublesome Creek by Kim Michelle Richardson, DB95243. Fiction Old and New will be discussing the book The Bookwoman of Troublesome Creek by Kim Michelle Richardson, DB95243, on Friday, March 5th, 2021 at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is a compelling historic fiction account of the pack mule librarians of the 1930s. This memorable story weaves in themes of family, love, discrimination, and friendship. Here is the NLS annotation. The Book of Woman of Troublesome Creek, DB95243. Richardson, Kim Michelle. Reading time 9 hours, 28 minutes. Read by Katie Shore, S-C-H-O-R-R. A production of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress. Subject, historical fiction. Description, Kentucky, 1936. 19-year-old Cessie Mary Carter has been working as part of the Pack Horse Library Project, but her father hopes she'll marry, despite the family trait of blue skin. In addition to her father's hopes, Cussie must also face the prejudice of the community she serves. Unrated, commercial audiobook, 2019. Your facilitator for this group is Michelle Bernstein, hamletsweetlady@gmail.com. Zoom invitation, https://us02web.zoom.us/j/613313488. Meeting ID 613-313-488. Passcode AWZ. OneTap mobile numbers in New York and Germantown are 929-205-6099 or 301-715-8592. Dial locations in New York, Germantown, Chicago, San Jose, Tacoma, or Houston, and use the meeting ID 613-313-488. No passcode needed if dialing in. Find your local number at https://us02web.zoom.us/u/KDFM KB734. Those wishing to subscribe to past fiction, old and new program archives can do so using their mobile device and podcast app of choice or using their computers and podcatcher program of choice. The link with which to subscribe is https://accessibleworld.org/feed/podcast/fiction. Thanks so much. Signed, Michelle. Weight loss program for parents of children with visual impairments. Background. Childhood obesity is a serious public health concern, and there are few healthy weight programs designed for children with vision impairments. COVID-19 restrictions have heightened concerns about childhood obesity, and home-based healthy weight programs are needed. This pilot program takes a parent-only approach to addressing healthy weight for children. Studies show that helping a parent lose weight often results in weight loss for the child. Healthy Weight at Home is a weight loss study for parents with children who have vision impairment or are blind. Our long-term goal is to develop accessible, healthy weight at home programs that support healthy weight among children with vision impairment. Who is eligible? We are recruiting 15 parents who have BMI greater than 24 and have children with vision impairment. The parents should be interested in losing weight and believe their children could benefit from achieving a healthier weight. Everyone in the study gets the weight loss program. The program. The 12-week pilot weight loss program is for the parent and is completely remote using email and video calls. We use weight loss strategies that have been proven safe. The program includes 12 weekly weight loss sessions for the parent using video calls. We will examine changes in weight for both the parent and the child. There are no fees to participate, although parents need access to Zoom and the Internet to support the video calling. There is the potential to receive a $50 gift card for completing the data collection. Contact information. For more information, please email us at paphl@towson.edu, TOWSON.edu. This study is being conducted by Dr. Jerome at Towson University. The study was approved by the Towson University Institution and Review Board. Signed, Sharon Lovering, editor, American Council of the Blind, 1703 North Beauregard Street, Suite 420, Alexandria, Virginia, 22311. Email slovering@acb.org. Learn more about us at www.acb.org. Scholarship information from Christian Record Services, Inc. by Janet Dickelman. I was contacted by Christine Lemons and asked to forward the following information. Please circulate widely. Janet Dickelman. Christian Record Services, Inc. is pleased to invite qualified undergraduate students to apply for the Anne Lowe Scholarship, ANNELOWE Scholarship. Last year, the organization awarded 6 $1,000 scholarships. This year, it anticipates awarding 4 to 6 scholarships of $2,000, an increase over previous years. The scholarship is awarded annually to college students based on academic achievement, citizenship, and verification of blindness, and is distributed in 2 parts during the school year. The Anne Lowe Scholarship application can be found at https://bit.ly/CRSSB scholarship. Are you blind or do you have low vision? Have you worked within the last 5 years or are you seeking work? Do you use accommodations, for example, assistive technology, reverse contrast, additional lighting, or braille? If you said yes to any of these questions, the American Foundation for the Blind wants to invite you to fill out their accessible online survey. Specific survey topics include your current employment, including self-employment, seeking employment if you're not currently employed and are looking, how you have learned to use assistive technology or tools, the hiring and onboarding process, training provided by your employer, working with IT staff, the social-emotional impact of visual impairment. In addition, there are sections for some participants based on their situation, including experiencing changes in vision in the last 5 years, self-employment, telework. The survey should take about 30 to 45 minutes to complete. You will have the opportunity to enter a raffle to win one of 15 $25 Amazon gift cards. AFB will use what they learn from the survey to help inform technology companies so they can improve their products for accessibility, share with vocational rehabilitation, VR, professionals the challenges and solutions workers use so they can better prepare their clients for work. Inform IT and HR staff so they can better meet the needs of those applying for and obtaining employment. Give individuals with vision loss information to ensure they can have a better understanding of how those like themselves use technology to be successful and how they overcome challenges they experience. Take the survey. If you have any questions or need more information, please contact Dr. L. Penny Rosenblum, AFB Director of Research, PROSENBLUM at afb.org or call 202-202-469-6837. I think there was a typo there. The area code should not have been repeated. The survey will close on Sunday evening, February 28th at 11:59 Pacific Time. Adults 18 to 64 who were born blind are needed for a research study on disability identity from Peter Altschul. The below research participant solicitation is being provided for informational purposes only. The National Federation of the Blind has no involvement in this research, but we believe that it may contribute to our research mission. Are you an individual between 21 and 64 years old who was born blind? Are you interested in sharing your life story as part of a research study on disability identity? Please consider this unique opportunity to let your voice be heard. As part of this study, you will be invited to share your life story during an in-depth interview with the researcher. The researcher is also someone with a disability and has designed the interview to be accessible, flexible, relaxed, and enjoyable. Your insights and perspectives are needed to help researchers better understand how people with disabilities experience blindness and come to integrate disability into their understanding of who they are. Interviews are expected to be 1.5 to 2 hours long. The researcher is committed to accommodating the needs and preferences of participants. Participants can choose to participate in the interview either by phone or Zoom. Participants may also choose whether they would like to complete the interview in a single session or multiple sessions. There is no compensation for participation in this research study. Please contact Lisa Galliano at 847-221-8611 or email lgagliano1@niu.edu if you are interested in learning more. This study is a dissertation research project that is being conducted and completed by Lisa Galliano, who is a doctoral candidate at Northern Illinois University in the Health Sciences Program. This project has been reviewed and approved by the NIU Human Subjects Committee Protocol Number HS21-0229. Questions concerning your rights as a participant in this research may be addressed to the Division of Research and Innovation Partnerships, Loudoun Hall 301, that's spelled Loudeen, NIU DeKalb, Illinois 60115, signed Luann Blake, J.D., Director of Research Programs, Blindness Initiatives, 200 East Wells Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Phone 410-659-9314, extension 2221, or email lblake@nfb.org. This is your chance to participate in compensated user testing for Google from Peter Altschul. Hello from Google. Want to share your thoughts on some cool new accessibility features, products, and designs we're working on? If so, we invite you to take the survey below to see if you qualify. If you're selected to participate, we'll follow up with you shortly to set up your appointment time. Please note that receiving this email and or taking the survey do not guarantee that you will be selected to participate and or receive a thank you gift. Dates: Phase 1, February 22nd through 26th. Phase 2, March 1st through 8th. Length: Phase 1, 20 minutes maximum per day for 3 days, 1 hour total. Phase 2, 1.5 to 2 hours total. Location: Phase 1, no location. Participants will complete 3 Google Forms over a 5-day period. Phase 2, Google Meets. Your lit gift: up to a $225 Perks gift code total. Phase 1, up to a $75 Perks gift code. Phase 2, a $150 Perks gift code. If you're interested in participating, sign up today by filling out the Google Form link below. You must be familiar with Google Forms to complete the screener and participate in the study. https://forms.gle/7O(E)T6N(O)1A(O)P87. Participants who successfully complete a study session will earn a Perks gift code. Their online catalog includes gift cards from Visa and a variety of retailers. Options may be viewed at a hot link. Signed, Stacy, S-T-A-C-I-E, Dubnow, D-U-B-N-O-W, J-D. Project Manager, 200 East Wells Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Phone 410-659-9314, extension 2442, or email sdubnow@nfb.org. The last research participation solicitation I have for this week is from the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC. The below research participant solicitation is being provided for informational purposes only. The National Federation of the Blind has no involvement in this research, but we believe that it may contribute to our research mission. Researchers at SUNY Brockport are recruiting participants for a study to validate a measurement tool called the Children's Assessment of Participation and Enjoyment. Parents and guardians and their blind or low vision children will provide feedback on picture descriptions for a measure of children's participation in recreation and leisure. Participation in this study will take approximately 2 hours over 2 sessions. Participants will receive a $25 Amazon gift card for each session. Additional information is included in the attached flyer, which is not attached. Parents and guardians are interested in participating in this research with their blind or low vision child, age 6 to 21, should contact Melanie Perreault, Ph.D., that's spelled P-E-R-R-E-A-U-L-T, by email at mperreault@brockport.edu. Welcome to the Mac Cafe, a new research launched and hosted by Trainer Klipph, K-L-I-P-H, and brought to you by StirItUp.com, S-T-U-R-I-T-U-P.com. When these sessions will be held every first and third Mondays at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 10:30 a.m. Central Time, 9:30 a.m. Mountain Time, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific Time. If you are in another country, just ask Siri. Each session will start promptly at 10:30 a.m., but we'll open the conference 10 to 15 minutes early for everyone to get settled and ready. The purpose of these sessions: well, some of you are fairly new to the Mac world, and we want to give you more time to ask questions, get help, and possibly show us your progress. During these sessions, we will take questions in the chat, call on a few to get hands-on help, and we'll just be there to offer support that normal class and help sessions don't give us time for. Please stay muted until you are called on and keep your background noise to a minimum. This will ensure everyone can stay focused on what's being taught or talked about. How to sign up? We want to keep this group small and productive. So if you are a new Mac user, need extra help, or struggle with certain apps or features, send us an email at sturitup@icloud.com, and we will be in touch. Mac Cafe host, Trainer Klipph, https:// httjteceh.net at /2021/01/17/MacCafe. I don't think that that website will work for every meeting, but that was the January 17th meeting link. Here is a little information on the SuperSense app that is available on Apple Store and Google Play from supersense.app. Payment and subscriptions. Why does SuperSense cost money? Our parent company, Mediate, performs a lot of research and development to create new and innovative systems with AI, which is a costly process. We have developed products like Super LiDAR with funding from user purchases, and it keeps the lights on for future expansion so we can take care of bug reports and new feature requests with the efficiency our users have come to expect. Can I use SuperSense without purchasing a premium package? Yes, you can use all basic features, which are quick read, import image or PDF, and read history for free. For more advanced features, you will need to purchase a premium package. How do I subscribe to SuperSense? You can find pricing information and the benefits of a premium package from the subscription page under the menu. Currently, SuperSense is priced at $4.99 a month, $49.99 a year, or $99.99 for lifetime access, which includes all updates and new features. Can I access my premium account from other Apple devices? Once you make a purchase, it is linked to your Apple account, and you can access it from other Apple devices connected to your account. When you download a SuperSense to another device, go to the subscription page and click on Restore Purchases at the bottom, and your premium package will be activated. When I make a purchase from iOS, can I use it in Android? No, unfortunately, cross-platform subscriptions are not available at the moment. The subscriptions are linked to your Apple or Google Play accounts and can only be accessed through the same platform. How do I unsubscribe from SuperSense? You can unsubscribe from our SuperSense by checking your Apple device settings or Google Play Store. If you signed up for a free or discounted trial subscription and you don't want to renew it, cancel it at least 24 hours before the trial ends. Collaboration and other benefits. How can I be part of a product development and hear about the upcoming features on the first hand? We have a beta group which provides feedback on the upcoming features before public releases. If you are willing to be a part of SuperSense's development, please let us know at info@mediate.tech, and we will be in touch with more details. Also, you can follow our Facebook, Twitter, and website to hear about the latest updates. Can I get a reimbursement for my purchase from an organization? Yes, we are partnering with some state organizations. This program is only available for some states in the U.S., but we are continuously extending it to other locations. If you want to get more details about it, please submit a call request from the bottom of the subscription page. Localization. How can I read text in different languages? You can read any type of text after selecting the desired language and speech engine under the menu. Currently, SuperSense can only read Latin-based languages in quick read mode. But if you would like to read non-Latin-based languages, such as Hindi, Russian, and more, you can use our document scanner. When will SuperSense be translated to other languages? SuperSense is now only available in English, Spanish, Hindi, and Turkish. However, we are working hard on adding more languages based on demand. We also have a volunteer translator program to accelerate the process and reach more users worldwide. If you want us to add a language or interested in translating SuperSense to other languages, please contact us at info@mediate.tech. When will you add more currencies? Currently, SuperSense can recognize certain currencies, but we will be adding more currencies based on demand and the popularity of the currency. If you want us to add a new currency, please contact us at info@mediate.tech. Scanning issues. What is the best scanning angle? How can I get more accurate results? It is recommended that you hold your camera 1 foot or 30 centimeters away from text, currency, or barcodes. If you are using the Object Explorer, it is recommended to hold your camera vertically at chest level and scan around to hear about the objects in your area. How can I access my recognition history? You can access all of the recognized text from a session by selecting the Read History option under the app's Features menu. It will be sorted chronologically with timestamps, and you will be able to share it to other apps. Why am I hearing gibberish text? We are continuously improving our text scanner to provide faster and more accurate results. However, sometimes the app will instantly read what appears on your camera, and it might end up with less accurate results. In these cases, it is recommended to hold your camera steady for a few seconds to hear the correct version, or use our document scanner to get more accurate results with the guidance instructions. When is it useful to scan with Smart Scanner? Smart Scanner is designed to make the scanning process easier and faster by eliminating the process of selecting a scanning mode from the menu. SuperSense will understand what you are trying to scan in this mode and will give you the results accordingly. However, if you prefer to use one of these features more frequently, you can always select it under the menu and get detailed instructions. Can I share or save recognized text? You can always click on the Export button on the Scanning Results screen to share the recognized text to other apps or save it as a PDF. Currently, there is no option to save a file inside the app. Why should I use SuperSense over other scanning apps? When you launch SuperSense, the app opens in Smart Scanning mode. This means that the app can scan short text, documents, barcodes, banknotes, and objects in your area without you hitting a single button. Our document scanner gives simple directions which are easy to follow and scans documents with the most accuracy. It can also scan every written document in Latin languages. We can scan the text from photos and PDF documents, and if you forget anything that you have scanned, you can use our Read History tool. You can also request technical support directly from within SuperSense, and our team will give you a call. We're dedicated to connecting with the community and respond to every bug report and feature request. You can download SuperSense on both the App Store and Google Play. Download and try it for free. This is from ScribeForMeetings.com. Scribe, welcome to Scribe for Meetings, beta version. To get started, copy and paste your event invite link, then press the Go button. What is Scribe for Meetings? As the world continues to move to a virtual environment, you need an affordable solution that guarantees full access to everyone in your audience. Pneuma Solutions, P-N-E-U-M-A, the global leader in accessible cloud solutions, introduces Scribe for Meetings. The goal is to make an on-screen content in your online meetings and webinars accessible to print-impaired participants in as easy a manner as possible. During the beta period, Scribe for Meetings is free. After the beta, to use this service as a presenter, your organization must have a master account with Pneuma Solutions. For more information about pricing for ongoing meetings or large webinars, click on the hot link. How does Scribe for Meetings work? Using Scribe for Meetings to attend events is always free. The Scribe for Meetings app runs during the presentation, monitors the information being displayed in the meeting, and sends information about the on-screen content to the Scribe in Scribe Cloud Service. Scribe syncs that information with the slides that the presenter previously uploaded and displays an accessible version of the content in real time in its own window, where a print-impaired participant can read the content as if they were reading a web page. Presenters can optionally provide the content of a presentation for later offline viewing in alternate formats. Using our augmented document reading remediation technology, Scribe for Meetings can convert your presentation into 8 different accessible formats in over 140 different languages. You can get more information at Pneuma Solutions, P-N-E-U-M-A. I've run out of time for this week's version of Vision News. Be sure to listen next week. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of our program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Call 919-832-5138 with comments and questions. That number again, 919-832-5138.